Hello, I'm Farmer Forum Deep Dive Editor Eloise McLennan, and on this podcast for Kudos in 2023, I'm joined by Sarah McGowan, who is this year's recipient of the Innovation in Action Kudos Recognition Award for her work with the Samson Kayakers. Hello, Sarah.
Hi there, hello.
So before we dive into the meat of your work, how does it feel to get recognised for the Samson Kayakers programme?
Yeah, well, actually, we were thrilled, and I should say really that the award wasn't just for me; it was for the team. I did the nomination, I filled out the form, but really the award was for everybody involved in the project, and that includes the staff, so the gym and instructors, Paul the kayak coach, and also the people with MS, our members who come along every Thursday and make the sessions so enjoyable and successful.
And before we get into what the program actually entails, I want to talk a little bit about how it came to fruition, because we spoke about this briefly offline. It isn't the most obvious idea. If you think of MS treatment, you don't necessarily think of kayaking. So can you talk about where you saw that unmet need that the program could actually help to fulfill?
We moved into this building, which is by the river in Guildford, I think maybe about 15 years ago. And the building is a joint building with the Way Kayak Club. So we tend to use the building during the day. And then when we pack up and go home, all of the kayakers are arriving to use the gym and get their boats out and get onto the water. And it's always been a situation that we just shared the building and that was it, really. We were, you know, we left them to do their thing and they left us to do our thing. And then one day I was making a cup of coffee and happened to be talking to one of the kayak coaches, a guy called Dave Batty. And we just suddenly said, wouldn't it be great if we did a joint project? And I could see that there was scope for the indoor kayak machines, which are called ergos, could be really great for our people with MS, because you need a lot of sort of core and postural stability to use the machines. There's a lot of sort of similarities maybe in the kayak stroke that have carryover into walking. And it was really from that one little discussion that the program came about. But yes, we sort of moved from being this sort of a building where we just shared the facilities, and now we have this kayaking program which unites both our charity and the kayak club. It's been really popular, and you know, from that one conversation, we've developed this whole program, and we've now got, I think, 8 indoor kayak machines, and we use them on a Thursday morning, and the kayakers can use them over the winter when it's too cold and miserable to go on the water.
The follow-on from that is, how did you then use those to help MS patients? I think to start with, I suppose for those listeners who may not be familiar with the ergo, can you explain what it is? Because I had no idea that there was a difference between a kayak machine and a rowing machine.
Okay, yeah, that's a really good question. And I think if you asked any kayakers what the difference is between rowing and kayaking, so rowers row backwards. So when they go down the river, they're facing backwards. They're looking where they've come from, whereas kayakers are paddling forwards, so they're looking forwards. So it's a different type of action, but the machines that we've got are like the kayak version of a rowing machine. So if you can picture a rowing machine where you're sitting on a little seat facing down to the rest of the machine and you'd be pulling for a rowing machine, with a kayak, you're doing a sort of more paddling movement. So there's a little bit more sort of rotation required in your trunk. And I guess the other difference between rowing and kayaking, rowing, your legs are moving. So you're flexing your hips and your knees and then pushing back as you pull on the oars. Whereas with kayaking, your legs are still. And it's because of that that people with MS find it really a great way of improving their cardiovascular fitness. So they can have quite a hard workout on the machines, but at the end of it, their legs, although their legs have had to do some work, they're not so completely exhausted that they can't stand up, get to the coffee area, get to the car, and get on with the rest of their day.
So how does the program function? Do you invite patients to attend? Are there classes? Can you give us a little bit of a taster about what is going on behind the scenes?
Yes, so we have three groups. We've got a very sort of high level group, so that's people who are maybe less affected by their MS. They might need a walking stick for their, or a walking aid for their walking, but otherwise they're independent. They can use the machines on and off themselves. We have a sort of more moderately affected group, maybe need a bit more assistance, or we have one ergo, one of the machines has got an adapted seat, so someone might need to use that. And then we have a more clinical based group, which is for those people who just need more support and sort of more time really to practice the stroke, and we don't push them quite so hard. So we've categorized people into groups. Yeah, everyone's been assessed by one of the physios. So one of the physios will assess and advise what the setup should look like, where the seat should be positioned, whether someone should be paddling with their legs up on the machine in the foot straps or down on the floor to give them more stability. So it really is a sort of joint project. So there's physiotherapists advising on posture and positioning. We had the gym instructors assisting with sort of warm up, cool down, and being sort of extra pairs of hands during the class. And then we have Paul, who's the kayak coach, who advises on the more sort of technical sides of the kayak paddling stroke and techniques.
I love that you called him Paul the kayak coach and everything. I'm hoping that's his full name, but I'm assuming it's just the title.
Yes, by a very happy coincidence, Paul not only is a kayak coach, but he's also employed as a fundraiser for us at the Samson Centre. So it just worked out sort of perfectly, really, that we had someone with deep connections with kayaking, but also great connections with the Samson Centre. So when it's come to sort of raising funds for some of the special pieces of equipment that we've needed, like the specialty seating that we have, then Paul has been really sort of instrumental in finding pots of money through various sort of fundraising arrangements. And he's been able to tap into different funds to sort out some of the money for us.
And we've talked quite a bit about the benefits and the successes of the programme. I wonder how you overcame challenges involved in setting up the program. So as we said at the beginning, kayaking, not the most obvious route to take in terms of MS care. So how did you go about persuading people that this would be a beneficial route to explore?
Yeah, I think maybe as physios and clinicians, we tend to err on the side of caution. And it's certainly something that I've learned since working here at the Samson Centre, sort of working more with gym instructors, that maybe we can push our members a little bit harder, and that there's often no reason why we shouldn't do that. So I guess I'm naturally a little bit cautious, and I tend to always want to go back. I love a risk assessment. I love boiling things down and just checking that everything is as it should be. I don't want anyone to trip or fall or injure themselves. So there's always that side of element of me as a physio clinician, whereas the kayakers, on the other hand, they are completely opposite. They would just throw someone in a boat and hope for the best. So that's one of the challenges, really, because they are very much like, let's just get on and give it a go and see what happens and sort out the problems as and when they arise. Whereas I always like to sort of try and preempt that. That was a challenge, but I think we've worked through that now. We meet outside, and we've always sort of looked at the sessions sort of monthly, really, to see how they're going, making sure we got the right mix of people in each group. And I guess the other thing is, although Paul is a fantastic and very, very experienced kayaker, he hasn't worked with people with MS before. So getting that understanding of how hard you can push people, the importance of keeping the environment cool and well ventilated, allowing plenty of rest, so that side of things. But it's definitely a two-way process, and I've learned a lot about kayaking and paddling, and hopefully it's a two-way process.
And we've talked about the professional side of the equation. I'm interested to hear about what the results have been for patients, for those coming to the service.
I should clarify, really, that we call the people who come to the centre as our members rather than patients. So that might explain, some of that terminology. So the thing, I think they love the fact that they can get a cardiovascular workout but not feel totally exhausted by the end of it. So we use HIIT type training, so high intensity interval training is basically the basics of the training. So it allows rest, it allows them to get the most out of their exercise whilst they're here with us, but it also allows for those factors of MS and when they're exercising hard that They're not overheating. We're not overexerting them. We're working them in a safe and appropriate manner. So that there's all that sort of physiological side of it, which they really enjoy. I guess the other benefits, you can see that their posture has improved. They've got better sort of trunk extension, which has carryover into their walking. So I've talked all about those sort of things that from a physio point of view, I like to tick off. But I guess more importantly is the team that has developed. So they've developed this real sense of unity, a lovely, lovely team that, you know, they help each other in and out of the classes. They go out for drinks. They've organised fancy dress kayaking sessions. The music's always blaring out on a Thursday morning. And there's so much sort of laughter and fun that happens. So that's really, you know, that's the thing that keeps them coming rather than the kayaking, you know, those friendships that have come out of it.
I suppose, given our conversation here, the word that really sticks out is the idea of community. That it was two communities. It was the Samson Centre and the kayakers coming together to help and create another community of MS kayaking members, as you say. Mm. So it really does seem like a real community local push.
Yeah, no, it is lovely. And, you know, it would be, so last summer, and unfortunately we did choose the hottest day in that hideous heat wave. We decided that we needed to sort of try and translate everything that we've learned here on dry land and get people on the water. So we had an outing to a lake rather than launching everybody off in the river, which is not the best place to learn to kayak on the water. So we went off to a local lake and we had some sort of wider, more stable kayaks for everybody to use. And then we sort of put it all together and we actually got everybody out on the water. So that was a really nice way to see through, you know, what everything that had been learned on dry land onto the water. And in fact, it was so successful that without any intervention from us here at the Samson Centre, someone has taken that on and now they organise their own trips and they're going out and sort of booking the lake and these particular kayaks on their own now. So without any help from us. So it's really nice that it's evolved and people feel that they've got the confidence just to do that, you know, either together as a small group, or one or two have gone out with their family when they've been on holiday. So we've given them the confidence and the skills and the technique to carry it into other aspects of their life.
And we've talked about that kind of organic growth that has come for the group itself. I'm interested to hear what the feedback has been like from your colleague, from those working maybe different trusts, to those you met at were also attending Kudos, those other colleagues that could also look at this and think, this is an idea that we could possibly translate to our
Yeah, project. Because I guess the model that we've used could be applied to any other sport or activity. It doesn't necessarily need to be kayaking. Could equally have been rowing or boxing or badminton. You know, there is a variety of different things, but it was just, you know, I guess what I've learned is actually tapping into other people's expertise and also how helpful people are when you put out a call. So we had some really, really great support and help from British Canoeing. So canoeing and kayaking are the same thing, just to explain that terminology. But the physiotherapist who works at British Canoeing and their inclusivity officer as well were really helpful in giving us advice on sort of drills and warm-up and specialized seating. So, you know, when I sort of reached out and asked for some specialist help, I was really thrilled that people felt that they were more than happy to help. I guess even if, you know, I know we have access to very specialized kayaking equipment and I'm very, you know, feel very privileged that we've got that. But what we've done, that model could be applied to any other activity.
And now you've got the group, it's growing. What are the next steps?
Yeah. That's a great question. And I don't know, it would be my aspiration, as I say, we're on the river, which can be quite fast flowing. And the kayakers who are based in this building are specialised in fast, racing kayaks. So they go really fast. Consequently, the boats that we have access to here are very narrow and very tippy. So they're not ideal for people with MS. So it would be my aim would be eventually to have some more sort of accessible kayaks, so a wider and more stable, maybe two-person kayaks, and also means to get people in and out of the water safely from the banks of the river. So that might mean a different type of jetty, and certainly using a hoist for some of our members, so in and out of the water safely. But yeah, that would be the icing on the cake, really, to see it all the way through, that people could come here to the centre, learn on land, but also have the opportunity to go out on the water.
It sounds like you've got big plans ahead. I wonder, what advice would you give to someone who's looking at your programme and thinking maybe we can start doing something similar here?
Yeah, I'd say just give it a go. Do a risk assessment. Yeah, just looking at the basics. And I guess from a physiotherapy point of view, you know, and I've worked with people with MS now maybe for 25 years, always going back to those movement analysis skills, looking at what people need to be able to move effectively, functionally, in an effortless way as possible. And then thinking about what activities you do have available to you. And, you know, it doesn't need to be complicated. Yeah, sort of thinking about, yeah, what people with MS could benefit from, and then seeing what resources you've got, and then just giving it a go and using other people's skills and expertise as well, because most people want to help.
Give it a go and ask for help. I think those are some fantastic closing statements. Sarah, thank you so much for joining me today. That's all for this episode of the Farm Forum podcast. If you want to learn more about the Kudos winners this year, please do head off over to the Kudos website. You can also learn more in the podcast series we have available now. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.